Richland County Emergency Government Director Darren Gudgeon says they'll meet with the Federal Emergency Management Agency tomorrow to try to get a disaster declaration. With that can come federal money and loans to help people and businesses in Biola recover from Thursday's tornado. Gudgeon says damage estimates currently total a little less than $3 million. He says they're still unsure how many people remain displaced from their homes.
I just talked to a family, a family of five, that they're out of their home, and they're staying in a hotel. If I had to guess, I would say there's probably, there's seven families that I know of that are displaced because there's seven homes that either have major damage or were destroyed. So you could figure probably anywhere from 28 to 30, 32 people are out of their home right now.
Gudgeon says that doesn't account for people staying with relatives who've not reported to emergency management officials. Gudgeon says emergency workers are now dealing with residents' mental health issues caused by trauma from being in a tornado and seeing homes and businesses in the community destroyed.
That's probably the primary concern as far as emergency management and public health is, things are starting to quiet down. There's not as much debris removal left to do, so people don't have that to focus on. So we've got American Red Cross here and both public health offices from Vernon and Richland here offering counseling assistance.
So far, Gudgeon estimates damage to Viola homes at $1.5 million and businesses at $1.2 million. He says estimates will be combined with those in Stoughton and other areas hit by Thursday's tornadoes to make it more likely the village will qualify for federal help. Sandra Harris, Wisconsin Public Radio.